This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 381 for Friday, May 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, continuing its correction off nearby lows that supported prices for most of the past week. Canola up 12 to over $16. The July contract up $16.40 at $731.50 per ton. New crop November up $13.10 at $706.30. Gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil provided spillover support, although European rapeseed was mixed overnight. Crude oil is higher, and that's providing support for the world vegetable oil markets. Conditions remain favorable for spring seeding across most of Western Canada, and that did temper the upside to some extent. Strength in the Canadian dollar, which is up by about half a cent now, also weighed on values as that rising currency cuts into crush margins. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with better-than-expected jobs data out of the country behind some of the broad strength that found its way into the agricultural markets as well. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report next week Friday, and traders are already adjusting positions ahead of its release, as that May report will include the first new crop estimates of the year. Soybeans, they are at some of their highest levels of the past 2 weeks, with chart-based positioning adding to the gains. July up 17 cents at $14.34 per bushel. However, large Brazilian exports and good U.S. seeding progress did temper the advances. Corn, it's rising in sympathy with soybeans, but lagging to the upside after yesterday's bearish export data, which included large cancellations of old crop business. July corn, it's up 3 cents at $5.92 per bushel. U.S. corn planting is also running moving forward at a good pace, keeping a lid on the chart-based advances. All three U.S. wheat markets are posting solid gains today, continuing to correct off nearby lows. Minneapolis up 12 cents in the July contract at $8.24 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 14 cents in July at $8.12 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 5 cents in the July contract at $6.50 per bushel. Ongoing concerns over the situation in Ukraine continue to underpin wheat, with uncertainty over grain movement through the Black Sea. The poor U.S. crop condition ratings for winter wheat and the slow start to spring wheat seeding also remained supportive, although the southern plains did see some moisture this week, while farmers to the north should be making better seeding progress now. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.